All right, yes, this is North Shore Sports Night. This is North Shore Sports Night on a Monday. That's Guster, Amsterdam, the name of the song. And playing some local music here that was produced by local musician and producer Tony Gottes, who was on Greg Verga's Unfinished Music Studio Live Stuff last Wednesday night. We've got another broadcast coming up Wednesday on the 31st of May with Greg. Just take a look at Greg Verga's Unfinished Music on our MSO. But this is Sports Tonight on our MSO News Sports tab. You can find it just or you know look for Greg Verga's Unfinished Music. All right. If I sound confused, it's only because I am. Let's get this. My goodness gracious. I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Sports Night on MSO News Sports. Tim Kearns not here. I'm not sure if the coach will make it tonight. He was coaching in Winthrop, I believe, tonight, coaching JV baseball. And our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Bill Newell, also unavailable tonight. But kind of a weird night. I can't find a lot of scores. Usually we have a ton of scores on a Monday. And the same thing with interviewees. Kind of slim pickings tonight. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to see, first of all, if I can figure out my my computer phone here, and I don't seem to be able to do that for some reason. I don't know why it's not booting up for me. So I'm going to have to go with our a different phone. I'm very confused as to why I don't have my computer phone available. At any rate, what you could do is if you have a score, you could text us at MSO News Sports, MSO News Sports, or you could email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. A couple of interviews tentatively lined up at any rate. The Newburyport boys lacrosse coach, Nick Impressia, is scheduled. If we can get a hold of them, they might still be playing, but we're going to try to talk to Coach Impressia. They lost to Ipswich last week, so let's see. We want to see how Newburyport is doing. Newburyport girls, of course, sailing along. Marblehead was leading huge over Gloucester at halftime in girls lacrosse. I think they were up 15-4, something like that, but I don't have a final on that. We will, again, hopefully be talking with Gary Larrabee, as we do each week. He's the liaison for the Senior Open, the media liaison, for the U.S. Men's Senior Open PGA Tournament to be held at Salem Country Club at the end of June. Bob Boyce, hoping we can get a hold of Coach Boyce. He's an assistant coach at Danvers High School, and he will be updating us, I hope, on Danvers baseball. They lost to Lynn Classical last week. Classical remains unbeaten, but the Falcons bouncing back tonight 16-4 over Malden, final score. And then we hope to talk to Nick Kukru, a few other people as well, and hopefully maybe Tim Kearns. Now, what I do have, what I have found out is that, first of all, Hamilton Wenham, all of their sporting events were canceled for today, otherwise postponed. Boys tennis was postponed. Baseball, both JV and varsity, postponed. Softball, JV and varsity, postponed. And also boys and girls lacrosse. The Lynn Classical baseball game against Marblehead will be played on Monday. That's next Monday, a week from today, at Seaside Park. So that game was rescheduled, did not play today. But Lynn Classical, Marblehead, big baseball game, postponed until Monday, May 22 at Seaside Park. Softball, Rockport at Ipswich, that game was postponed. And a couple of scores that we do have. In softball, it was Pentucket 4 and Linfield 3. And in girls lacrosse action, Masconomet 14 and Georgetown 4. And that's it. That's all that we have for scores tonight. I can tell you that in today's Times, Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times, talks about Rockport making the state tournament as Danny Ryan pitched over the weekend, won another game, Rockport beating Ipswich 9-1, as Rockport now is 9-4, and they have made the postseason once again. Tournament clinching win for the Vikings. They won just two games last year, and right now they're already at 9-4. So congratulations to Coach Parisi and the Rockport Vikings up there in Rockport as they are in the state tournament. Nick also has, maybe we can talk to Nick about this, he also has a story on something called Sail GHS, as it's a sailing team, the Gloucester High School sailing team, which has been, I guess, pretty vocal in the fact that they're not getting a lot of support, I guess, locally. We'll have to talk to Nick about that. I could be reading something into that that isn't there, but they finished the season 9-0, and they're in something called the Mass Bay League. So they are 9-0, and winning crews were over the weekend. Was that over the weekend? Thursday, last Thursday, Austin Monell and Gus Campbell, John Andrews and Isabel Gleckner, and Martha Rand and Amanda Budrow. That's called Sail GHS. They will be playing a Division II North race. You don't play Sail, I guess. You'll be racing in the Division II North race on Wednesday at Gloucester Harbor. It looks like the weather's going to be pretty good for a change. So Sail GHS will be meeting Pingree in the North race. Wednesday's winner will take on the winner of the South race between Nantasket and Hingham. And those two victors will then meet on Thursday for the Division II championship in the Mass Bay League. How about that? Tomorrow, baseball. Rockport will be at Hamilton Wenham locally. Manchester Essex will be hosting Ipswich. In boys lacrosse, Gloucester travels to Marblehead. In girls lacrosse, Gloucester High School girls get right back at it. They'll be hosting Saugus tomorrow at 5. And in girls tennis, Rockport at Linfield, 3:30. Manchester Essex at Andover, that's at 3:45. That is tomorrow in Cape Ann action. So that's it. Kind of, as we said, slim pickings. You can go ahead and email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, complaints, suggestions, or scores for that matter. And we'll be glad to post those. And I do have an announcement I want to make. I want to read from Roger Lesh. It's not a sports story, but I want to get it out there. Anyway, it does have to do with the sea. Roger, of course, very involved in still in activities in Rockport and on Cape Ann, former police sergeant up there in Rockport. The United States Naval Academy Offshore Sail Training Squadron. So it's slightly sports-related, I guess. United States Naval Academy Offshore Sail Training Squadron, OSTS, aboard six NA 44-foot sailboats, will drop anchor on Friday, July 14, in Rockport Harbor to take part in the Rockport Navy Weekend, 2017, July 14 to 16. The midshipmen and their advisors will be joined for the weekend by sailors from the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in Kittery, Maine. The sailors and midshipmen will participate in social and sporting events, including a kickball game with Rockport kids on Saturday morning, a softball game against the Rockport team on Saturday evening. A benefit pancake breakfast will be held at Brackett's Ocean View Restaurant on Sunday morning. And the Rock NavCom is looking for Rockport residents to host the 48 midshipmen and 12 advisors during their visit. The hosts will be responsible for lodging, some meals, transportation to morning events, and returning the midshipmen Sunday evening. Most of the activities the midshipmen will be participating in include meals. Due to the lack of available lodging for visiting active duty sailors, the Rockport Navy Committee is looking for Rockport residents willing to host sailors in their homes. The sailors only need lodging, no meals or transportation. The RockNavCom is holding to the Navy standard of the buddy system. Hosts must be able to accommodate at least two midshipmen, advisors, or sailors. For more information about becoming a host, go to rocnavcom.org. That is rocknavcom.org. And thank you to Roger. We're going to have more information as time progresses between now and then with Roger. We'll be interviewing Roger, getting more information about that. So I also, let me see here if I can find it. I do have a message from Whittier Tech, from Kevin Bradley, the athletic director up there. I'm going to try to get a hold of Coach Bradley and see if we can talk with him. But I don't know if I can find his number. I'll give it a shot anyway. Okay, so let's see. He never did get back to me on email. All right, so I'll take a break here, and then we'll see what we can come up with. We'll be back. This is North Shore Sports Night on this Monday. And, again, we're playing some music, some local music that is put together by Tony Goddess of the Goddesses, and music that he has produced in his studio, Bang a Song Studio in Gloucester. So we'll be doing that this evening as we go along. We'll be right back.
I found you on a stage. Clearly this one's deranged. There's two kinds of intoxicated. So baby, I'm exonerated. Them girls got a nasty slide. They drove you from the tribe.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Roger Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
The Institution for Savings has always believed in giving back to our communities. because our communities are such great places to live and work. Last year alone, we donated and pledged more than $3.9 million to local nonprofits, including local hospitals, schools, food pantries, art organizations, and more. Named one of Boston Business Journal's top philanthropic companies, we are proud to be your local hometown bank. InstitutionForSavings.com. Member FDIC, DIF, Equal Housing Lender.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883. Okay, so anyway, here's what we have from Coach Bradley up at Whittier Tech. Let me shut the music down here a little bit. There we go, and that was the Jenny D and the Delinquents Keeping Time. There you go. Okay, so Kevin Bradley is he sent us an email from Whittier Tech. Kevin is the he's a football coach, he's the girls' basketball coach, and he also is the athletic director up in Haverhill. He said, if you could please pass this along, I'd appreciate it. It's on Saturday, May 20, that's this Saturday. Kyle Snyder, who was the 2016 Olympic gold medalist and two-time NCAA champion, will be going to Whittier to run a wrestling clinic for over 100 area wrestlers. Kyle is currently the number one ranked wrestler in the world at 97 kilograms and is coming off a dominant performance at the Pan Am Games. He's juggled his schedule around to go to Whittier for the day to share his knowledge and experience, and be great for the local papers to get up there and take some pictures and cover the event of the kids. And just to let you know a little bit more about Kyle Snyder, he is the 2016 Olympic gold medalist. In 2017, this year, he's the NCAA champion for Ohio State. He is the Pan American Games champion. Also in 2015, he was the world champion. In 2016, World Cup champion. 2013, Junior World champion. 2015, U.S. Open champion. And it goes on and on and on. So a lot of kids going up to Whittier Tech this weekend. And if you know someone doing that, let us know. We'll see if we can follow that up as well. But that's, again, it's about Whittier Tech, Kevin Bradley passing along that information to us. And he is, again, the athletic director at Whittier Tech. Try to give a call to Nick Impressia, not available yet at this time. So we'll see what we can come up with otherwise as well. And again, not a lot on the scoreboard tonight. Very slim pickings. The only thing we have is Pawtucket softball. They beat Linfield 4-3. Masconomet girls lacrosse over Georgetown 14-4, and in baseball it was Danvers 16 and Malden 4. So we'll see if we can get you more information on that. Okay, so I think that's it. See if we can make a phone call for you, see if we can get an interview up here. And again, go ahead and email us at msonewsports@gmail.com, msonewsports@gmail.com. More coming up in just a minute.
I'm a hard boy, baby. Can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, you're the only thing I'm dreaming of.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan, plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Hi, this is Saka Sarkisian, owner of Sarkisian Sportswear, located on Route 1 South in Peavey. We are a sports team dealer and custom apparel distributor that can handle all of your team's or company's uniform and apparel needs. So stop by and visit us at 182 Newbury Street in Peavey to see our storefront. Visit with our friendly and helpful staff and let us help you get the right fit for your program. Also, you can visit our website, SarkisianSports.com, to view our monthly specials and learn more about us.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson 400 series windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire. The Anderson 400 is attractive, durable, energy efficient, and reasonably priced. Remember, Anderson is the most trusted name in windows. See the Anderson 400 at any of our three locations. That's North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Okay, so we're back, and Bob Boyce is joining us now. He's the assistant baseball coach at Danvers High School. And Bob, how you doing?
Rick, I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Another day, another W for the Falcons, I guess. That's what you want to say.
I know
you went down to Malden today and beat a young Malden team 16-4. Teddy Valancourt threw all seven innings, didn't walk anyone, struck out five, gave up seven hits. Really was did a great job for us. He's 4-0 now on the mound, so he's having a really good campaign across the spring.
Bob, go back to the Lynn Classical game. That was a big game for you guys last week, and from all accounts, it looked like it was a terrific high school game.
It was a great game. It's one of those games where you're only going to get better whether you know, it doesn't really matter if you win. It does matter if you win or lose, but you're going to get better for playing in games like that. You know, our guy, Justin Roberto, pitched great. You know, we tried to tell him, you threw less pitches than we played minutes.
Hmm.
You know, the game was a 67-minute game, and he throws 66 pitches and loses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, five base runners, their guy was outstanding, just pounded the zone. But we had two base runners, they had three, and we made one mistake, and they didn't make any, and that was the game.
Wow. Tell us, what do you see in that Classical team, Bob? Because obviously you may end up, you're going to run into them somewhere down the line or someone like them. What do you see about Classical that makes them so good this year?
They're poised. They're young kids who played in big games. A lot of those kids were on that Lynn Babe Ruth World Series team from last summer. They're well coached. They're disciplined. Their older kids are good. They're real good older kids. They have 4 3-year players, and the motion kid is short. It's a 4-year player. So they're just a well coached team, and they're disciplined. Like I said, and their young kids have played in a ton of big games, so nothing rattles them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, sounds like another team I know.
Well, we like to think that way over here too, but you know what it is what it is, I guess.
Who were your bats today? And you got a 16-4 win. Who hit for you?
Jordan DiDonato, our center fielder and our captain, he had 3 hits, double and a triple, 4 RBIs. They walked in a few guys to give us a couple of extra bonus runs. Matty Andreas had a couple of hits. Anthony Olek had a hit. We got pretty much good hitting up and down the lineup. You know, when your 9 guy gets 2 hits and an RBI, you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the top of their order with the addition of Willick Dowd, who transferred in from a school up in Canada, he's really solidified the top of our lineup and makes things go for us. Him and Tony Mento hitting out of the 1-2 spots have been outstanding for us this year.
Okay. Now, when you guys wrap up your tournament berths, it seems, fairly early, you know, at a reasonable time every year practically.
Yep.
And so what does that do for the coaching philosophy? Because it seems to me it just allows your team to get more more cohesion, I would think, but you can also, from time to time, substitute on the one hand. But on the other hand, you don't want to substitute too much because you want to keep your regulars in there and keep them sharp.
It really doesn't change our mentality at all, to be honest with you, Rick. We just, you know, we have to get better every day. And once you get into the tournament, anything's possible, as you know. But once you get in the tournament, then you start playing for seed. We always want to have a big game at the end of the year under the lights with a big crowd. Mm-hmm. And you don't get that way if you get into the last day of the season and you're 10-10. You're on the road for forever.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to keep continuing to get better, continually try to play more consistent and get W's and get that as high as possible seed as you can. And to be honest with you, I think it's harder on the kids once we're in, because we demand more of them now.
Yeah, I believe it. What do you see, Coach, in terms of improvement? I don't know what it's like. I mean, in football, each year, I know that you got to put some pieces together like in a puzzle, and I'm guessing it's probably that way to a lesser extent in baseball because some of the positions are set. But also, I'm guessing you must move kids around from time to time.
You kind of have to move them around a little bit, and you have to find out what you have. You're never going to have the same lineup day to day because you have kids with injuries, almost any numerous coincidence or what have you could ruin mm-hmm. your team. And this year, especially this year for us, we had the misfortune of mm-hmm. missing a few guys early on in the season mm-hmm. for various reasons. And to be honest with you, we really found out a bunch about ourselves and how good we could be and how good some of these younger kids who we weren't expecting to contribute this year will do now. They're contributing. You know, Anthony Olczak, prime example. He was not going to be a starter on our team, but our regular, who we thought our regular shortstop was going to be, got in a little incident at school, and Anthony's taking the role over, and he's not giving it back anytime soon.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's impressive.
No.
What do you see? Okay, so in terms of team chemistry, Bob, does that change from year to year as well?
Yeah and no. The biggest thing is the faces change, but the routines, the rituals, mm-hmm. the demeanor of our kids, and the way we play hasn't changed in 30 years. It's the same thing it was 30 years ago as it is now. It's just these guys understand what it takes to get to that level. And that they want to get to that the highest level they possibly can. And to be honest with you, if the highest level you possibly can is a 10-10 team, that's outstanding. But we strive to be a little bit more a little better than 10-10.
What's the key to bringing these younger kids along year after year? Because across the city, it's sometimes you have different approaches with minor league, little league coaches, and so on. But in Danvers, there's a steady stream of culture there in baseball. How do you do it?
Well, it all stems from Roger. He set the tone, like I said, 30 years ago, and he's involved. He's active with the youth programs in our town. We get a lot of the younger kids and a lot of the younger little league coaches come down to our games and to our practices just to see what we're all about. And we want them. We invite them to be down part of our program. We want those little kids down the ballpark watching us, and hopefully that's when we get those kids to come to our at our level the next when they're old enough to play.
What have you learned working with Coach Day? Because you knew a lot of baseball coming in, and I bet you know a lot more now.
I learn something different every day at the park. He's a pleasure to work for. No stone unturned. He demands perfection from not only players, administrators, bus drivers, equipment managers, myself. He just wants everything to be done his way, and his way is being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. that's what it is. He sounds like a taskmaster, and he really is to an extent. But it's always great, and I've said this before, it's always great coaching with one of your best friends. It makes it a whole lot more enjoyable.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so two more quick questions, Bob. First of all, what do you look at now from the conference in terms of going into the tournament? Obviously, Classical and Danvers are leading the way, and what else do you see?
Well, you're going to have, Peabody's in as well. Beverly's also in. Marblehead's on the cusp of getting in. We're going to have six. I think Salem's pretty close to getting in as well. So we could have 6-7 teams from our league get in. That's great for our league. It just shows how strong our league is. And if you pick up the paper over the weekend, you saw three teams from our conference in the top 10 in the state.
Mm.
That's pretty impressive from a small local, small group of small little towns in this area when you're going up with the Catholics as well. But, in Swampscott's also when I'd be remiss if I forgot those guys over there winning the job that those guys are doing for their season this year.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. All right, so with all the rainouts, how are the arms holding up?
We're good. We're right on schedule. We're going to finish our marathon game tomorrow, we hope, down in Saugus. That's 1-1 in the top of the 10th. And then the big showdown Wednesday night at our place, probably for the South title with Swampscott.
Okay. All right, so that's tomorrow. So you got three games in 3 days, essentially.
Well, hopefully tomorrow's a one-inning affair, but who knows? we go over there and see what happens. Winning it's a one-inning game every time you play them.
Yeah, I get that. Okay. All right, well, it sounds great. Bob, anything else you want to mention about the Danvers baseball team?
No, I'm good. Our softball kids, the girls just qualified for the tournament over there last week, so that's a good accomplishment for those young ladies. They're a very well-coached team, and, boy, they're fun to watch.
Very nice.
Pretty good players.
Very nice.
My tennis team's doing well. Having a really good spring over here in Danvers.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, Coach, I hope you get some good weather. Looks like baseball weather's coming in.
Yeah, for a few days anyway.
I know. Don't count on it. All right, Bob, we'll talk to you next Monday if you're available.
Rick, thanks for calling. Have a great night.
Thank you, Coach. You as well.
Bye-bye.
That is Assistant Coach Bob Boyce at Danvers High School. And, of course, Tim and I just always, we marvel at the preparation and the way the kids play baseball in Danvers. And if anybody is new to understanding who Roger Day is, I don't think you can say enough about what an amazing teacher and coach he is. As Bob was just saying, 30 years in the business, and they just year after year after year hover around the 20-win mark every single season. They're always involved in the state tournament and get very close to a state championship. If they don't win it, they get pretty damn close every year. It's amazing. And as Bob was saying, he demands excellence from the kids. And it's a culture there in Danvers. They know it, from probably about the time 8 or 9 years old. What do they want to do is they want to play at Danvers High School and play baseball at Danvers. So really cool having Bob check in with us. Also, obviously, all those other schools doing so well, too. Lynn Classical unbeaten, having a tremendous season this year. We'll follow them and see how far we can get with Northeast Conference schools in the state tournament. Bob was saying the only other game was Lynn English playing today, but we don't have a score on that. Maybe we can get one later on. And again, the only score I have from baseball around the region is Danvers 16, Malden 4 today. They'll be finishing their game with Saugus tomorrow. Top of the 10th inning, I think he said it's an extended game that they will resume tomorrow, and then they play Swampscott will be playing on Wednesday night against Danvers. In softball, we got two scores. Rockport, no, we don't. We just have one. Pentucket 4, Linfield 3. Rockport at Ipswich was postponed. And then the only other score we have from this evening so far is Masconomet Girls Lacrosse. They beat Georgetown 14-4. So, this is MSNU Sports. I'm Rick Moore. Our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, will take another break. Going to play a little bit more from the Goddesses this time as we go to break.
Can't get enough of your love. I'm a hard boy, baby. Can't get enough of your love. When I go to sleep at night, you're the only thing.
Sunday brunch at the Gloucester House. The brunch includes Gloucester House baked haddock, grilled beef tips, fruit-filled crepes, chicken, potatoes, and much, much more. Sundays from 10 to 2, $20 for adults, $12 for children. The Gloucester House, on the water at 63 Roger Street in Gloucester. Owner Lenny Linquata.
This is the freshest seafood you can get, from our boats to your plate.
People come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. We'll treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
Catch a game with friends, meet for lunch, cocktails after work, or a romantic dinner for two. Whatever your plan to do it at Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. See you at Sylvan Street.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
MSONewsSports.com is known for connecting North Shore sports fans with local sports newsmakers. Features on teams and players, exclusive video interviews following the big games, live event coverage such as high school football, basketball, hockey, and baseball, live video coverage of the Gloucester Fiesta. MSO also connects you to the area news leaders, mayors, state representatives, state senators, town administrators, city and town elected officials, business leaders, and more. Entertainment features.
Follow us on Twitter or Facebook at MSO News Sports. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. Leave a voice message anytime, 978-325-3638. Stay connected to your North Shore neighbors by simply clicking on msonewsports.com.
And you can hear the...
Hi, Rick.
Oh, hi, Gary. Are you available tonight?
At this moment, I'm not. Can we wait 15 minutes or 10 minutes?
We'll do it. I'll call you back.
Call me back in 10.
Thanks, Gary. Well, there you have it. Gary Larrabee live, and we'll get back to Gary in a few minutes. All right, so what we'll do is, let me see here. I'll see if I can get a hold of Coach Kern, see if we can talk a little Gloucester baseball. And, again, not a whole lot going on tonight. Shut John Butcher access off here. Access, there we go. Access, John Butcher access. I don't multitask very well, as you probably noticed. Hamilton Wenham canceled all their games today, all of their events, boys tennis, baseball, softball, lacrosse, all wiped out today. Lynn Classical Marblehead postponed until Monday, next Monday at Seaside Park in Marblehead. Softball Rockport at Ipswich postponed. That's what we have on the... postponements and cancellations for today. So let me take, again, I need to take a break so I can dial up the phone numbers here, and then we'll get back to some more sports talk on MSO News Sports. Tim Kern's coming up in a little while. We will talk to Gary Larrabee about some golf issues, and particularly the upcoming U.S. Senior Open, the Senior Open at Salem Country Club coming up at the end of June. And, man, that's fast approaching. Here we are mid-May already. So we'll be right back. Right now, this is Papas Fritas, Tony Gaddis's first group from quite a while ago.
We've been living in the city such a long time. You and I should live by the water. I'll shape up and you'll fill out and we could buy a house. Maybe even have us a daughter. Cause the city brings the man out in the man, and it makes it hard for me to understand.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright Double Hung Insert Window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Again, from Papas Fritas to Nick Kukru, the Gloucester Times sports editor, and on this Monday evening with North Shore Sports Night. Nick, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How's it going?
Very good, very good. Listen, you know, I keep forgetting to ask you. I know that you're on with Dominic Nicastro on North Shore 104.9 on Saturday mornings from 8 to 9. You guys are still doing that gig, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep, still going strong. Now, always a fun time.
Absolutely. Who'd you have this past weekend? Can you remember? I know that with all the names you have to cover and so on, it's not easy to remember who you talked to yesterday, never mind last Saturday.
Yeah, it's true. We had Sal Costanzo, Gloucester Baseball, as the KPN Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
Oh, cool.
We have the North Reading girls softball coach on for our Coffee with the Coach segment. We have our usual weekly golf report with Gary Larrabee, and the name is not ringing a bell for that. We have a Where Are They Now segment as well with a college athlete. It was an Endicott lacrosse player from Danvers. Mm-hmm. His name is escaping me now.
That's terrific, though. That sounds great. And I know, of course, we have Gary here too, and great sharing the resources. But that's excellent. So is Dominic is he working in the papers as a sports guy, or what's he doing?
He's still reporting. He does a lot of technology reporting for like newsletters, magazines, and stuff like that. He's in the technology field. I'm always seeing him. He's always tweeting about the newest iPad app or all that good stuff. So he's in a different realm, but he's doing the same type of thing.
Oh, okay, I can't keep up with that stuff. That's why we have Andrew Nicastro.
No, me neither.
Yeah, Andrew helps us out with the kids' stuff, the Instagram and the Snapchats and the push buttons and all that stuff. Yeah,
exactly.
I feel like Bill Belichick when I start getting into that stuff. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, so where do we start, Nick? I know that the Gloucester girls had a tough game at Marblehead playing girls lacrosse tonight. I don't have a final, but I know that it was like 15-4 at the half, Marblehead.
Yeah, I mean, Marblehead is just, they might be the team in the area. I mean, Marblehead and Newburyport are looking for two Division II girls lacrosse teams to beat. So, I mean, no shame in losing that one. I know Gloucester, though, did have that huge win on Friday, dramatic win on Friday, kind of put them in great spot to clinch a tournament berth over Revere 9-8. That was about as excited to finish as you're going to see. The game winner coming with 6 seconds left after with 23 seconds left. Revere has a penalty right in front of the Gloucester net, so I don't know how they pulled that one out, to be honest with you.
Well, my daughter plays defense for the team, and when Lexi Lucas scored that goal on the other end, in fact, that was the most number of parents and fans in the stands I've ever seen for a girls lacrosse game. That was tremendous.
Yeah.
And a lot of the boys lacrosse.
It sure was.
Yeah. A lot of the boys lacrosse.
I said to Mike Springer, our photographer, right before the play, Revere's getting set to take their little penalty play with 23 seconds left. I said, this is it. Either they stop them right here or it's going to overtime. And then 15 seconds later, there's a breakaway.
That was, and that was the only breakaway of the game. And when you see the outlet pass, I was thinking, okay, outlet pass. I didn't see Lexi breaking away because you know how big the field is and you're down close to it. So I'm just looking at the outlet pass around the 50. Then you look to your left and you see Lexi breaking out from the pack in a breakaway. She gets a perfect pass and she fired it home. I honestly felt bad for the Revere goaltender and the Revere team. But
because she had no chance.
No,
none in lacrosse. No. Pretty much a gimme. I thought it was a great play too by Julia Coons was the one who made the pass, and it was kind of like a two-on-one break, and she did a good job. She ran right at the defender and kind of made the defender defend her. And once she made a move towards her, she just dished it off to Alexi Lucas, who just went in all along.
Well, I talked with Coach Atkinson, Karen Atkinson, after the game too, and she was so. She wasn't down at all, Nick. I think that was their first league loss, but she was praising the Gloucester kids and was very pleased with the performance of her team. So, it looks like Revere, Salem, and Gloucester. Could they all possibly make the tournament?
I think they could all get in. Revere and Gloucester, definitely. I know Salem has a couple losses. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their out-of-conference slate looks like. In the conference, I don't see how Revere and Gloucester wouldn't tie up at the top and get both of those automatic berths.
Mm-hmm.
The way it's looking, I think they both have 3 conference games left. They're both 6-1.
Well, that would be cool. That would be definitely cool. Now let's turn our attention. I guess maybe in order, we'll go over to Gloucester softball because they're having a great season. Yeah. What can you tell us about them?
Yeah, they sure are. They clinched the tournament berth on Friday, 14-2 over Lynn English, and then they went and swept a doubleheader with Winthrop on Saturday over at Bentley College. So they're 11-3 right now. They're cruising, and they their big goal, they said at the beginning of the season, they want to win the NEC South. Mm-hmm. And they're in line. I think they control their own destiny, actually, because they're a game behind Swampscott right now. Swampscott has 2 conference losses. Gloucester has three, and they play each other in Swampscott on Friday night. So that's that could be the game of the year in the NEC South. It could decide it. But Gloucester also has to get past Peabody on Wednesday, which will be another tough one. So they got a big week of good teams coming up.
What does it do to the arms for the pitching staff? Because, I mean, they had five games last week. They'll probably have them all packed into a small time period this week, too.
I don't think much day-to-day. I think you'll still see Sidney McKay and probably Gabby Machado, you know, spell her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's more than in the games. The game goes long. That windmill motion is more of a natural arm motion. It doesn't break down, so those pitches don't get as tired as easily. But, I mean, from what I've seen out of Sidney McKay this year, at least, I mean, I think she could go all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, that sounds good. All right, let's go up to Rockport Baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, and another tournament berth. We touched on two of five K-band teams clinched tournament berths last year, so we're looking pretty good right now after more of a down winter. But Rockport Baseball, 9-4 right now, and you know it's big because it's tough for a team like Rockport or Manchester Essex to kind of build a record like that in the K-band league, and when they do, you know that it's going to be a serious contender when the state tournament starts, because, I mean, you know, Division IV, North, I'm actually writing about this in tomorrow's paper column on both of those teams, but Division IV North is not nearly as strong as the K-Band League, so they're not going to see anything that they haven't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
They get to the postseason. They probably won't even be as good as the teams that they used to play in.
What was the big win for Rockport? Was it the win over Masco? Was that the biggest so far?
Masco was a really good win. They also beat North Reading. They beat North Reading and Masco in
the
same week.
Wow.
And the night after walking off against Masco, they walked off against Georgetown on their home field. So those three wins, they all came in a row, and they were huge wins for them. Those are probably the three biggest. I know Masco is probably the most notable because it's Masco.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the North Reading in that Georgetown game was just as important.
And who do we look for as stars out of Rockport? Danny Ryan is mentioned a lot. Tell me about him.
Danny Ryan, yeah, he's their staff ace. He's been pitching for them since he was in eighth grade. He's heading to Northeastern next year. He's a flame-throwing right-hander. Throws heat, and he can hit. He put one on Saturday against Ipswich. It hit the wall in front of the skate park in left center on a bounce.
Mm-hmm.
he can hit the ball, too. And if James Parisi, Coach John Parisi's son, he is a real crafty lefty. He has this sweeping curveball that just, you know, he can locate. And you don't see many kids be able to locate the curveball the way he does. And, you know, he doesn't fool anyone with it, but he gets it in on right-handers, and he you know, gets it inside on left-handers, too, and it's tough to hit. And, you know, Ethan Tanson's another good player for them. He's their number three pitcher, and he's really, you know, solidified them as a strong rotation as well. And that's been, you know, the pitching has kind of been what's carrying them. But, you know, the difference this year is they can hit. The last couple seasons, their offense really, you know, hindered them at times where they were losing a lot of close games because they just couldn't get that clutch hit. This year, they're really hitting the ball, and they're hitting the ball when it matters, too.
So that wall out in left center, is that where Anadama used to be? You're talking way out there?
Yeah, we're over the Little League field.
Okay.
It went.
Damn,
that's
all right.
The outfield.
Cowabunga. Okay, you said there are two more tournament teams already?
Well, yeah, actually, three others that we haven't touched on, all from Manchester Essex. The baseball team, I mean, they're a lot like Rockport. They're kind of built the same way. They're 11-3. They won their first nine games this season. So they're another team that's going to be a threat in Division IV North. And then the boys and girls tennis teams, I mean, they get in every year. They're both 8-2. The Emmy girls haven't lost in Macau, and they beat Linfield, which is the team that knocked them out of the tournament the last two seasons. So they'll be a contender. They have everybody in the roster back from last year's team that made it all the way to the sectional finals. And the Emmy boys are looking, they're going for a Cal Baker championship, and they control their own destiny.
Cool.
The tournament's a little more difficult for them in Division III North boys. Division III North boys is probably deeper than Division II, and not as top heavy as Division I, but maybe even a little deeper than Division I.
Cowabunga. All right, Nick, final question. Tell me if you can, because I don't know if you wrote the article, who's doing the writing, but this program called Sail GHS, what is that all about?
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a club team. You know, they compete in the Mass Bay League, and they face a lot of the public schools around here. You know, they play like Manchester Essex JV team, but you know, they're having a real good season, 9-0. They have a playoff playoff race in Gloucester on Wednesday, which should be interesting. It sounds like they're competing at a pretty high level. They don't have, you know, varsity status. They have kids from, you know, Gloucester, Rockport. I believe there's a couple kids from Hamilton and Ipswich on the team as well. So they don't have the varsity status. They don't compete under the MIAA, but you know, they put together a pretty solid season.
Okay, I tell you, I look at that sailing, and I look at gymnastics and horseback riding, and I'm thinking, as a parent, man, I'm glad my kids didn't pick those. Although my older daughter did; she picked horse jumping, which drove me crazy. But anyway, Nick, obviously you got the games coming up. What else you got in the paper in the Gloucester Times coming up this week?
Yeah, we got a few things. There's a few big games coming up later in the week, but I'm also got a nice story on a local Taekwondo fighter. He actually won a big tournament a couple weeks ago, and he's heading to the Junior Olympics next month. He's trying to raise money to go. He's 10 years old and black belt, and I guess he's really, really good. So I'm going to go talk to him tomorrow and see what the story is there. We're also going to have a nice big preview of the Memorial Day Baseball Tournament in Rockport, which is next weekend. But wanted to get a nice little advance because, you know, three local teams playing in it, plus, you lost to Rockport, Manchester, Essex, and then you got Swampscott, Marblehead, Ipswich, Hamilton, Wenham. So there's so many good local teams playing in it. It's just a great tournament, and it's expanded to two divisions this year.
Well, I know that you're everywhere all at once, Nick. You're doing a great job, and we thank you for that, man.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Nick. We'll talk to you later. Take care.
Definitely.
All right, bye-bye. That is Nick Kukru. He is the Gloucester Times sports editor, and he is everywhere, much like our sports editors are at the Salem News and the Daily Item and the Newburyport Daily News. Guys get out there, and they do it, and they're pitching local amateur sports. Do a tremendous job. All right, so what else? Oh, got to get back to Gary. Okay, so let me take a break. We'll come back. This is North Shore Sports Night on this Monday night. We'll take another quick break here, and talk to Gary.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. If you're thinking of replacing the windows in your home, you should look at the Anderson Woodwright double-hung insert window, which comes with rich wood interiors in oak, pine, or maple. Quite simply, Anderson is the most trusted window in America. That's why we've been selling them for 57 years. Please see the Anderson Woodwright windows on display at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, we're back now with the great Gary Larrabee. Gary, how are you doing?
Wonderful, Rick. Thanks for putting me off for a few minutes so I could get my act together.
I doubt that. No worries. I'm sure you are spread all over the place. Hey, Gary, before we talk U.S. Open, the Senior Open, what does the players, what's the result, what does that mean? Put that in perspective for us.
Well, I think it means we have another player to watch, another looming star in this South Korean, Si-Woo Kim, who yesterday became the youngest champion in the history of the Players' Championship. 21 years old. He's already won. He won a tournament last year on the tour at the age of 20. And needless to say, he has a great future. And he beat all the big boys over the weekend. So keep an eye and see Woo Kim from now on.
Okay, that sounds good. Now, obviously, the big story has been the weather. So what has that done with respect to the Salem Country Club, the Senior Open, and so on?
Well, we've had some rain off and on the last few days, but we had a preview day today. It's like the same old media day, if you want to call it that, where we had the media in for the day and had some members of the USGA there. We also had the defending champion, Gene Saw, was on board. And we had a great day. We played golf in the afternoon, and the golf course played wonderfully. It played dry. And this is really, I guess, what you might call the official countdown.
Mm-hmm.
We got 6 weeks to go at the championship week, and we're really raring to go. We had a great day today, and the USGA is thrilled with what Salem Country Club is offering for the championship, and Gene Saw had a great time playing with Ray Bourque, our honorary chairman, the one and only Ray Bourque. And a great day all around, Rick.
It sounds good. And how's Ray Bourque's golf game?
Ray Bourque's pretty good. He plays quite a bit. He's a member at several clubs. His primary club is Salem, and he hits it pretty good. He looks like he could be a champion weightlifter from Russia. He looks like he's still in fantastic shape. And
yeah, the only
just thrilled to have Ray as part of the championship, and he spoke for a few minutes today, as did Bill Sheehan, the general chairman, and Shane Sowers and a few of the folks from the USGA. They had a great day at Salem Country Club.
Yeah, so I'm looking at the site now, and I can invite everybody to go to 2017USSeniorOpen.com, 2017USSeniorOpen.com. It's a tremendous website, all kinds of information and interviews and news and everything else telling you about what's coming up. And so Gary, are there events along the way now, between now and then?
Well, there are. We've been studying. In fact, today was the first of, I think, 34 sectional qualifying rounds in different parts of the country to determine qualifiers for the U.S. Senior Open. There's like 85 players who are exempt, and we have like another 65 spots or so available for anybody to qualify. You know, if you get the 3.4 handicap index or less, if you're a professional, all going to be over 50 years of age, you qualify, because we'll have the big qualifier a week from Wednesday at Kernwood. 84 players for two spots, 18 holes at Kernwood. Two players will make the field next Wednesday at Kernwood.
Mm.
We're looking, that's the next big event, I guess you could say, on the U.S. Senior Open calendar on a local basis.
Okay. Okay, Garrett, what about this weekend in the paper, in your column? What will you can you tease that?
Well, I think we're going to be talking about what happened today at Salem and the fact that it's really getting to be crunch time, T-minus 6 weeks and counting. There are still volunteer opportunities. There are still corporate hospitality opportunities. There are still several ticket packages to choose from to get a great deal on tickets for one day or 7 days. And everything is rolling along very nicely. We're just glad that we're going to finally get a good stretch of weather in these next 4 or 5 days. And we expect good weather, hopefully, for the next 5.5 weeks till the championship starts on June 29th.
Okay. All right, Gary, anything else you want to mention?
No, except that we're all going to get out there on the golf course more, and I hope that includes you.
Gary, no, I can't do it. I don't have, you know what, when people tell me, you know, it's a relaxing game, I just, I go into convulsions. Do you find it relaxing? And I imagine at your level, is that the right word to use?
I think the younger you are, the less relaxing it is. The older you are, the more relaxing, no matter whether you shoot 100 or shoot 75.
Gotcha.
It's just the nature of the game, and you got to make your own guidelines for how you want to handle it. It's a lot of fun, and we'll get you on the golf course one of these days. You'll never want to leave once they get you on, Rick.
All right. I will consider that for sure. Hey, Gary, thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you next week, and keep it going. We'll talk to you later. Thanks.
Look forward to it. Thanks, Rick.
Take care, Gary. All right. That's Gary Larrabee, who is a North Shore gem of a sports writer, really. He's a sports historian, a golf writer, expert golf writer, of course, but covered many, many sports. And I'm still trying to get Gary to write a memoir at some point about all the interviews that he's done over the years. I got to meet John Ahern. He is a late sports writer for the Boston Globe. When I met him, he was at the end of his career, for the most part. But he was a golf writer at that point, and he was writing about sailing and yachting. And John Powers was at the Globe, too. When I started broadcasting, I started many, many years ago with Hockey Night in Boston on WCRB AM in Waltham. That's where we started, the same WCRB that's the classical music station now. But we were on the AM side. And I started with Lance LaFaro and Darby Yeager. And the very first game I did, I think it was, it was South Boston, and I don't know who they played, but it was at the old Boston Arena. And I was sitting up in the press box, and on my left with John Powers, who was a rookie at the Boston Globe, and on my right was Kevin Mannix, and we were sitting side by side there. And I was just so impressed with these guys. They were, I think, in their first or second year at their respective papers, and it was just so cool to be up there with those guys. But that was then, and but I got to meet John Ahearn through WESX in Salem, and I met John Ahearn at was it the Eastern Yacht Club, I think, over in Marblehead. We were covering Marblehead Race Week at that point, toward the end of the summer, and of course I knew nothing about yachting at that point, and John Ahearn was so cool. He was so gracious, had the little fedora on, and he took me under his wing, got me all the scores, got me interviews every day, and bought me dinner at the club. It was just great to be with big leaguers was so cool. I wasn't in the big leagues, but to be with big leaguers talking. But the stories he was telling me about interviewing Ted Williams, interviewing Muhammad Ali, and it was just fascinating. So Gary has many of those same stories with all the athletes that he's met over the years, and I'm hoping that at some point he can relate them because he's a great storyteller and he's got some tremendous interviews. But more to the point, it's the U.S. Senior Men's Open coming up June, at the end of June. And again, I invite you to go to the 2017 U.S. Senior Open website. That's 2017ussenioropen.com. And it will be, again, held from June 26 to July 2 at the Salem Country Club. And just tons of information and pictures and all kinds of events and facts and everything else you could possibly want to know about the U.S. Senior Open and about Salem Country Club as well. So that's coming up. Also coming up pretty soon, next month, will be the Moynihan Student Athlete Program's Player of the Year, the Male Athlete of the Year and the Female Athlete of the Year. And that always is exciting every single year. The writers and the sports people involved in the Moynihan Student Athlete Player of the Month program, the Student Athlete Program, every year they come up with just the most tremendous of choices. These kids go on and do great things. Every single one of them has been such a success story. We will be covering that. I'm not sure how much coverage we'll have. We hope to give more information on that too. And again, don't forget we do have coming up in a few weeks, I think it's right around June 21, first day of summer, right around there, MSO will be covering the Gloucester Fiesta Live. We're going to be doing we're going to be live video and audio streaming of the sporting events of the Seine Boat Races and, of course, of the Greasy Pole. We'll be doing that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and hope to have a few other surprises as well, reporting live from the Gloucester Fiesta. Andrew Nicastro, our streamographer from streamography.com, will have tremendous coverage as he does every year. Plus, there'll be restaurants in the city that will have the big board up there. They'll have the big screen, and they'll be able to show it. If you choose not to go to the beach and watch it, you can watch it while you're dining out in some of Gloucester's terrific restaurants. Well, thanks for hanging in there with me tonight. For Tim Kearns, Bill Newell, Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore. And don't forget to check the website more than once each day. North Shore Today, every morning, posted right around 8 o'clock. Newscast and sportscast with myself and with Bill Newell. And, of course, we have Unfinished Music twice a month from Greg Verga's Unfinished Music Studio. Those are live concerts that we put on, that we broadcast from local performers in the North Shore area. And then every Friday at 10 a.m., Trending Now with Josh Arnold. Tell people about it, will you? Have a great week.